This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think...
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry Wild Card Saturday in the NFL playoffs. To you and yours, this is You Better You Bet's Countdown to Kickoff with me, Nick Kostos, on Westwood One Sports. As we bring you the fastest show in all of sports. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. What a glorious Saturday it is in the world of sports. We stand right now, dear listener and dear viewer, we stand on the precipice of an awesome weekend in the National Football League. Five NFL playoff games coming up on Saturday and Sunday before Wild Card Weekend wraps up on Monday night in Pittsburgh with Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers hosting C.J. Stroud and the Houston Texans. One of the best months of the year in the world of sports is January, and this really kickstarts it here now that the NFL playoffs are on nigh. So over the course of the next 2 hours here on You Better You Bet's Countdown to Kickoff, I'm going to get you set for all five NFL playoff games this weekend. I'm going to hit you with the biggest storylines emanating from the games, obviously update you on the side and total markets in all the games, and all the betting angles your little heart could ever desire for all five games. And I'm talking sides, I'm talking totals, and I'm talking thy royal prop king. I'm going to fill out my NFL playoff bracket to start next hour on the show, tell you who I've got playing in Super Bowl 60. I would encourage you to do the same thing. Who do you think is going to play for the Super Bowl championship for the Lombardi Trophy coming up in February in the Bay Area? Look forward to that and some bets we could potentially place as a result. Westwood One NFL analyst Ryan Leaf, former NFL quarterback, will join us next hour here on the show, live from Carolina. He'll be on the call of the Panthers and Rams nationally on Westwood One. Very much look forward to that. And we will close the show with the finalized betting card and thy royal prop king, all the bets for Wild Card Saturday in the NFL. And this will be an NFL-focused show. The vast majority of the show today will be dedicated to the NFL postseason. But look, sports show, football show, the name of the show, Countdown to Kickoff. So we have to begin here with what we saw last night. Ended at about 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time as the Indiana Hoosiers destroy the Oregon Ducks 56 22. Indiana, 56. Oregon, 22. Man, if you were following the betting market, and even if you don't bet, I think this is really interesting, and I'm guessing you will as well. Indiana closed a 3-point favorite in the game. So Indiana was favored in the game. This point spread was 4, 4.5 at points leading up to the game, 3.5 for much of the week this week, and certainly yesterday. So this was, like, a lot of people, influential money on the Oregon Ducks, pushing this number down to 3. The total got bet up as well. Indiana hit the over by itself. Didn't even need Oregon's 22 points. So that was smart on the over. But all that money on Oregon, including some of mine, man, that's great. Bet Oregon plus 3.5, close 3. Happy about that? Also, get your brains beaten in. And unfortunately, I can't buy groceries for my family with the closing line value I got in last night's game. And Indiana, now 1-1 away from a national championship. And like I said, Indiana was favored in last night's game. And we have seen recently Indiana beat Ohio State in the Big Ten title game. We watched last week on New Year's Day, Indiana obliterate, dominate, and eviscerate Alabama in the Rose Bowl, in the granddaddy of them all. And yet, despite all of this, despite the mountain of evidence that exists to suggest that this is the best team, that this is an absolute juggernaut in the sport of college football, I don't know if you listening, you watching, if you agree with me, I'm still kind of in disbelief over this whole thing. It's like the opposite of the great Joe Pantoliano scene from The Matrix, where he kind of turns heel on all the humans and joins the robots, right? And he's having dinner with Agent Smith, and he's going to sell out like all the humans in the real world. And he's eating the steak, and he goes, "I know this steak isn't real, and this glass of wine I'm drinking is not real, but F it. Ignorance is bliss." This is the opposite of that. I know Indiana's real. I know that what I'm watching is actually happening. It's not a figment of my imagination. And yet it's still hard to wrap your brain around, even at this point now. Like, we're in 2026. This has been going on with Indiana since 2024. And it's not just that Indiana's winning. I think I'll speak for me. I'm used to that part at this point. But it's how it happens. It is the devastation that they leave in their wake of legacy programs in the world of college football. And not that Oregon is a legacy program the way Alabama's a legacy program. Oregon didn't really get rolling until obviously Phil Knight from Nike started pouring money into the program. But I mean, still, Oregon's been one of the best programs in college football this century. And Indiana just waylaid them in the game. Like, this game was non-competitive. And we'll talk about, there was a moment in the game, like one moment, where you could say, oh man, we might have a barn burner here. This might be an awesome football game. And that thought disappeared and dissipated into the ether very, very quickly. And the job's not done yet for Indiana. And we could talk about Indiana and Miami in the national championship game next Monday night in Miami at Hard Rock. We can get to that. But even before that game is played, right? Indiana's a 7.5-point favorite in that game. There is no American sports analog that exists to compare what Kurt Cignetti has done at Indiana to. Doesn't exist. Maybe you want to say, like, Leicester City winning the Premier League in 2015, and the American sports audience rolls its eyes. I'm just saying, for context, maybe you'd like to bring that up. And the analogy that I keep falling back on is that Kurt Cignetti is Walter White from the great AMC television show Breaking Bad. Comes out of absolutely nowhere, totally unheralded, takes down all the big boys in short order, and becomes the bully on the block. Kurt Cignetti is Heisenberg, and he is the one who knocks. And instead of "say my name" as the catchphrase, his is "Google me." And it's absolutely incredible. First play of the game last night in the Peach Bowl. Like, we're settling in. The point spread closes 3. And maybe you thought Indiana was going to win like they did last night. A lot of people felt this could be a close game, obviously. First play of the game, Dante Moore throws a pick 6. First play of the game, pick 6. Indiana goes up 7-0. And it's just like, oh, I guess that's what this is going to be. And a huge storyline going into last night's game, and I built this up over the course of the week, and I don't regret it at all, because I think I was right to bring it up. People were right to bring it up. People were right to feel this way. And if you're a big NFL fan, and even if you're listening to this right now or watching this right now and you're not a huge college football fan, you're a huge NFL fan, I mean, there's a big NFL story in last night's game, in that this game featured the likely top 2 picks right now in the NFL drafted quarterback. With Indiana's Fernando Mendoza, who won the Heisman Trophy, obviously, and Oregon's Dante Moore. And if you look at most mock drafts right now, not that they have to be right, it's early January, but the Raiders are taking Fernando Mendoza, and the Jets at 2 are taking Dante Moore. It doesn't have to go that way, but that's what every reputable mock draft has right now. So going into the game, I said, and I was right to say it, what if Dante Moore outplays Mendoza? What if Oregon pulls the upset and gets revenge for Indiana beating them earlier in the season in Eugene? Are we going to enter Saturday morning, like where we are right now, Saturday afternoon, whenever you're listening to this, whenever you're watching this, with Dante Moore as now the presumptive number 1 overall pick in the NFL draft? And it felt like in that moment, and that's not totally fair to say, but in that moment, first play pick 6, I felt like we were pretty close to having that answer. And I texted some people in the NFL last night, in the league, and just in case you're a new listener or viewer, like, I worked in the league for like a decade. I worked for NFL radio at Sirius XM. You'll never hear me say I have sources in Major League Baseball. I don't. But in the NFL, I do. And I asked a bunch of people, did Dante Moore tank his draft stock last night with that performance? And everybody said no. And I think it's fair. It would be one thing if Oregon as a team and as a coaching staff was great last night and Dante Moore stunk and he's the reason they lost. This was just a top-to-bottom ass-kicking from Indiana. I think Dante Moore is largely going to get a pass for the game last night. Not that he played great in the game, and he did have that moment, by the way, where on the second drive of the game, he throws the pick 6. They're down 7-0. Then he leads Oregon right down the field on a long drive and throws a touchdown pass, and it's 7-7, and I'm like, oh my, wow, we might actually have a game here. Spoiler alert, we didn't. This is where like the narrator would come in. No, it would not be a close game again. Final score, 56-22. And I don't know how you watched that game last night, or even like listen to me talk about it right now if you're not a huge college football fan, because there's an NFL tie-in here, and not think that Fernando Mendoza is the next franchise quarterback of the Las Vegas Raiders, who will be picking first overall coming up in April. Mendoza last night was exceptional. My phone, like I'm guessing yours, you the listener, you the viewer, because we're all huge sports fans, right? And I'm guessing if you're a huge sports fan, your friends are probably big sports fans, at least some of them. And I'm sure you're watching the game, and you and your buddies, you and your friends are texting about it. Can you believe how good Mendoza is? Not that we didn't know that already, but on that stage, making every throw, showing that he's got escapability, and while he's not fleet of foot the way like Lamar Jackson is, yeah, he can get outside the pocket, he can move, he can spin, he can make it happen with his legs. The leadership is obviously off the charts. I've joked that Fernando Mendoza is like if you asked, hey, ChatGPT, create a quarterback for me that says and does all the right things, here's Fernando Mendoza, who sounds like 1988 Hulk Hogan at quarterback. Say your prayers, eat your vitamins, go do the right thing. That's Fernando Mendoza. Except he's not acting. He means it. And I think that makes him pretty cool. I know some people disagree, but look, I like it. His only social media, Mendoza, is LinkedIn. This sounds like the setup to a joke, but it's real. Doesn't use X, doesn't use TikTok, doesn't use Instagram. He's on LinkedIn. It sounds made up, but it's actually true. And if you're a Raiders fan, and the Raiders are a national fan base, obviously, right? Not just limited to Las Vegas. If you're a Raiders fan, yesterday, Friday, January 9th in the year of our Lord 2026 might have been the most important day for your franchise since beating the Tennessee Titans in the AFC Championship game in 2002. Because now you get this guy as your quarterback, most likely, with the first overall pick in the NFL draft. And that takes me, and this will be the last point in this segment, and we'll do a little bit on the Indiana-Miami game next segment, where I actually feel like I am a little late on this take. And I don't like that as a talk show host, to be late on something, but I have to acknowledge it, right? I feel like I'm early on a lot of stuff. I'm late on this one. Because a lot of people have said this already. And I think they're way right. Kurt Cignetti is the man, right? We've never seen anything like this in the history of sports, what he's done at Indiana. If you're Tom Brady, and to be clear, you're not, and neither am I. But if you're Tom Brady and you're the Raiders, John Mara, you're the Giants, Arthur Blank, the Atlanta Falcons, Jimmy Haslam, the Cleveland Browns, Stephen Ross, the Miami Dolphins, etc. Yeah, like John Harbaugh is a great candidate, Kevin Stefanski is a great candidate. Are you considering, especially if you're the Raiders, giving Kurt Cignetti a blank check to come run your NFL team? Imagine Cignetti and Fernando Mendoza in Vegas. Now, I'm not insinuating that this is likely to happen or that Cignetti would even entertain it. And I'm sure there are sports fans right now that are primarily college football fans, not NFL fans, that are like, what are you talking about? This would never happen. I'm not saying it will. Just that, don't you have to at least have the conversation if you're one of these NFL teams with a vacancy? Given what happened last night, Indiana 56, Oregon 22. The Indiana Hoosiers. Not the Alabama Crimson Tide. Not the Georgia Bulldogs. Not Notre Dame. Not Ohio State. The Indiana Hoosiers. One win away from a national championship. What a time to be alive. On the other side, we'll give you a quick preview of the national championship game coming up next Monday night with Indiana and Miami. Hoosiers a 7.5-point favorite. I'll give you my early betting take on the game. And then we are diving headfirst into the NFL playoffs. All the big storylines and all the betting angles for all the games this weekend. And you know where we'll start at the beginning with the Rams and the Panthers coming up this afternoon in Carolina. We're just getting started here. Countdown to kickoff. You better, you bet. Wild Card Saturday with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, One Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
ESPN, courtesy of both calls, Chris Fowler, Sean McDonough. Miami beats Ole Miss in an instant classic on Thursday night in the Fiesta Bowl. And last night it was not an instant classic. Indiana destroys Oregon 56-22 in the Peach Bowl, setting up a national championship game next Monday night, January 19th, at Hard Rock. Miami, the home team in the game, Miami against Indiana. I'll break down that game briefly in a second here, and then we will get to all things NFL playoffs. But we got to tell you right now about our show sponsor and our title sponsor, BetMGM. Because the biggest games of the year, and you know this is true, you the person listening, you the person watching, the biggest games of the year are kicking off. We want you to use this Odds Boost token to score a bigger payout if your pro football bet wins. So if you're out there listening or watching, and you don't bet, that's okay. You don't have to. But if you do, why wouldn't you do it at BetMGM, where you get an odds boost token to score a bigger payout if you win your bet? Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app, visiting BetMGM.com so you can make it legendary. And as always, please gamble responsibly. At BetMGM right now, Indiana, a 7.5-point favorite against Miami. Indiana, a minus 300 around their price on the money line to win the game. The total in the game is 48.5. Just consider this for a moment. We are about to have a national championship game in college football with Indiana and Miami. And Miami is the lovable underdog in the game. You can actually make a case the favorite's lovable also with Indiana, but you have Miami, a legacy program in college football, against Indiana, one of the worst programs in the history of college football prior to the last 2 years, and Indiana is the big favorite in the game. This is like when David Arquette won the WCW title, something you never thought you'd see in a million years. Hoosiers favored by this much against Miami in the national championship game. And I'll be real with everybody. I see that, and I have not placed a bet yet, and I reserve the right to change my mind with what I'm about to say. I see that point spread, and I kind of want to bet Miami. Miami's got dudes. NFL players on both lines. Malachi Toney looks like he could play in the NFL tomorrow. Their stud receiver, Fletcher's a stud running back. I kind of want to bet Miami. I feel like George Costanza and the George opposite, great episode of Seinfeld. Up is down, left is right. And Indiana's an absolute juggernaut. And Kurt Cignetti versus Mario Cristobal, to steal a line from my friend Danny Parkins, does kind of feel like hammer versus the nail as far as in-game coaching is concerned. I want to think about this a little bit more. My initial take is to take the points with Miami, which probably means Indiana wins by 30. Talk about that more as we lead up to the game on You Better You Bet, both on the weekday show and its new time slot, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern. YouTube.com/@TheCostos for those interested. YouTube.com/@TheCostos. And on the weekend editions of You Better You Bet as well in the month of January. And with that, let's talk some NFL playoffs. We're going to hit all the stories, all the betting angles. You will get all of it here in the next 90 minutes here on the show. And we will begin where most things do. At the start, 4:30 p.m. Eastern today on Wild Card Saturday. Game on Fox with Joe Davis and Greg Olson on the call. Obviously heard nationally on radio on Westwood One. Ryan Leaf will join us next hour. Look very much forward to that. Ryan Leaf will be on the call of the game on Westwood One. Westwood One's got every single NFL playoff game. As the L.A. Rams, 10.5-point road favorites at the Carolina Panthers, the NFC South champions at 8-9. Terrible division. Total of the game is 46. Two injury notes here, which I think probably go are a little bit off the radar as far as a lot of fans are concerned because it's offensive linemen, interior linemen. But I think both matter as far as the game is going to be, at least who's going to cover the spread. I don't think it impacts who's going to win. Kevin Dotson, getting two of Ben's out of that Dotson. Kevin Dotson will miss this game for the Rams, one of their guards. Not great going up against Derrick Brown on the Panthers' defensive line. And it looks like the Panthers are going to have stud guard Robert Hunt, who hasn't played since week two, that he's going to be back in the lineup today for Carolina. So let's, for a moment, get in the old you better you bet time machine and go back not that long ago, November 30th, when the Panthers and the Rams played in Charlotte. So this was like 5 weeks ago these two teams played. The Panthers won that game 31-28. And if you have that piece of information, and then you see the point spread of this game, Rams a 10.5-point road favorite, you may be thinking, like, what the hell? Man, I should love Carolina in this game. And I'm not insinuating that Carolina can't cover or win, but hear me out. In that game on November 30th, the Carolina Panthers won the turnover battle 3-0. And, like, they forced the turnovers. It's not like all of that has to be luck. They get some credit for it, absolutely. But they won the turnover battle 3-0. They went, the Panthers did, 7 of 15 on third down and 3 for 3 on fourth down. Everything went right for the Carolina Panthers. And they won by 3. They got like so hot on third and fourth down, like your drunk buddy at the roulette table at a bachelor party in Las Vegas. We've all been there. We've all seen it happen. And they won by 3. Now, just because that happened in November does not mean it can't happen again. That's like the gambler's fallacy, right? Like ball lands, red 8 times in a row in roulette, and you're thinking, well, now it has to be black. No, it doesn't. It could be red another 50 times. It could be gray, whatever. It doesn't have to be black. It could happen again. It doesn't have to be that now the Rams win the turnover battle 3-0, and the Rams are white hot on third and fourth down. It doesn't have to go that way. But let's just assume for a moment, and I think this is a safe assumption to make, even I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I think it's a safe assumption that things kind of regress a little bit towards the median, right? Where maybe the Panthers aren't as good on third and fourth down, and maybe the Rams don't throw a pick six in the game. Maybe that doesn't happen. How are the Rams losing? Forget about the point spread for a second. Let's just talk winners and losers. How are the Rams going to lose this game? Seriously, like that's how they lose. Like, you get that kind of outcome. It's possible. It just feels really unlikely. So I think the Rams are going to win. And I know that's not exactly like, wow, what an earth-shattering take. 10.5-point favorite in game will win. But yeah, I do think they're going to win. And I do think the Rams are one of two teams, the other being the Philadelphia Eagles, who we'll get to in a little bit, that are most likely to win the Super Bowl. As far as the side and total are concerned in the game, you know, the Rams 10.5, this has been bet up from 10, do I think the Rams will cover? Maybe. Maybe. I mean, they could be up big in the game, and there's rain in the forecast. We'll see what happens with the weather. Possible Carolina can backdoor the game at the end with Bryce Young. Minds out of the gutter, people. We're talking point spreads. It's possible. So how do I want to bet this game? I'd like to use the Rams as a money line parlay piece. And I'm cooking up a money line parlay, and I will share it with you a little later in the show that has the Rams in it. Lean towards the under in the game. I'm thinking something like 27-14 final score for the Rams, 27-17, somewhere in that range, where the Rams win probably by multiple scores. Do they cover the spread? Maybe. I would be absolutely floored if the Panthers won this game. I do not think this is going to be like the Beastquake game, Seattle finishing under 500, beating 11-5 Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints. I don't think this is going to be that, which is a famous NFL wild card game. I do think the Rams will win. I think they'll win fairly comfortably. I think they will advance on to the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. You better you bet wild card Saturday. Nick Costos here with you. Countdown to kickoff on Westwood One Sports, presented by BetMGM. You can subscribe to our new YouTube page. I would encourage you to do that. YouTube.com/@TheKostos. T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S, so you never miss any of the show during the week or on the weekend editions of You Better You Bet. That takes us now to 8 p.m. Eastern tonight on Amazon Prime. This will be tonight the most traffic that Amazon has ever had since the last time my wife logged on to order 7,000 things to our house for our daughter. Like Jeff Bezos had that sick wedding in Venice. I'm pretty sure that I bankrolled that wedding for Jeff Bezos with all the purchases that my family makes on Amazon. Al Michael, I think a lot of husbands right now, some wives also are nodding along right now. Like, yes, I understand what you're saying here. Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit on the call. A rivalry renewed. One of the longest and most storied rivalries, not just in the National Football League. No. All of sports. As the Chicago Bears host the Green Bay Packers. Oh, man. Does that, come on, be honest. Does that get your juices flowing a little bit? You're a big sports fan. I hope it, if it doesn't, I don't know. Maybe you're watching the wrong. Maybe you need a new hobby if this doesn't get you going. The 7-seed Green Bay Packers, despite being the road team in this game tonight in Chicago, Green Bay currently favored at BetMGM. Packers a 1.5-point road favorite, 44.5 the total. Roma Dunze and DJ Moore both going to play in this game for the Chicago Bears, which is obviously good news for Ben Johnson and good news for Caleb Williams. Now, the thing that we've got to talk about here as far as this game is concerned, before we break it down and I give you like who I think is going to win the game, there is some inclement weather expected in the forecast, which should surprise no one. It's an outdoor game at night in January in Chicago, the Windy City. So, of course, there's wind expected in the forecast. And there's potential snow showers as well. So we might have snow on the field tonight. This is going to be, like, sick, obviously, if that's the case. It's going to be an amazing viewing experience. And obviously, you'll be able to listen to the game on Westwood One tonight with our friends Ryan Radke and Mike Golic Sr. on the radio. Going to be awesome. Can't wait for it to listen and to watch the game tonight. Now, it's not snow. And think about this for a second, right? And if you've heard me say this, I apologize, but we have a huge audience here for these shows. So just in case no one has heard this before, I need to say it. It's not snow that screws up offenses. Like, offensive players know where they're going before the ball is snapped, right? Defensive players don't. So snow and rain can actually benefit an offense and can potentially lead to more scoring. It's wind that can screw up a passing offense. If we get into like the 25, 30 mile per hour category, like that's where we might have some trouble. So I am not a meteorologist, right? But listen, we all have this thing called the internet at our disposal where you can look up, or on your phone, you can look up what the weather is anywhere in the world right now. Pretty amazing. Been able to do that for a long time. As it stands at this moment in time, and I know this show replays throughout the day. We're doing this on Saturday morning. So things can change. So make sure whenever you want to place a bet on this game, if that's what tickles your fancy, then you know what the weather is going to be. What is the wind going to be, right? Because that's going to impact how the game plays out. So at this moment right now, as I'm on the air here, the wind does not look like it's going to be a significant factor in the game. Does not. That can change. Weather is very fickle, obviously, right? We know that because we're humans and we live and we see it all the time. And if the wind is not expected to be a factor, I like the Green Bay Packers. And I know that the show is on 670, The Score in Chicago. And I know like a lot of, I'm on in Chicago on TV and radio a lot. And I hope that just to the Chicago fans, because I love you guys, you know I'm not a Bears hater. And nationally, to everyone out there watching and listening, I am not a Bears hater. I bet the Bears before the year to win the NFC North. I won money when Chicago won the division. I love the Bears this season. I'm not anti-Chicago Bear. I think they're probably, though, and I think this is fair, probably a year early as far as being like a legitimate contender. And I understand that the Packers are not at full strength, right? Micah Parsons is done for the year. That hurts. They're down some other key players. But look, I think the Packers are better than the Bears. And I can be wrong about that, right? It's the point spread intimates that this is a coin flippy type of game. I trust the Packers tonight. I do. So if the wind's not going to be bad, I'm going to like Green Bay. And I think Jordan Love can have a nice game. And I also think the game will go over the total, if that's the case. 44.5 is the number right now. If the wind's not going to be bad, I like both these offenses. I like both play callers. I will like the over. This needs to be said, though. If we get to kickoff tonight, and we'll be watching the pregame, we'll be listening to the game on Westwood One, right? and the wind is really bad. Like, the goalposts are moving, the flags are swirling, and it's crazy, right? I actually think that benefits Chicago. Because I like the Bears' offensive line. I like the Bears' physical run game with and the Thunder and Lightning with Swift and Manungai. If that's the case, I give the Bears a much better chance to win than if the wind is not bad. So my handicap and bet on the game is somewhat contingent on the weather. But look, it's January. The game's being played outdoors. I do think that sort of thing really matters. The last thing I'll bring up on this game, as far as a storyline, whether you think this is right, wrong, or indifferent, we have to acknowledge that there's a lot of smoke with the story. And when there's smoke, there could potentially be a fire. Now, I think this would be nuts. So, like, I don't agree with this. But there's a lot of smoke and noise that if the Packers lose tonight to the Chicago Bears, then Matt LaFleur could be out of a job. And maybe would John Harbaugh be interested in Green Bay? Would Matt LaFleur go coach the Miami Dolphins, who just hired the Packers vice president of player personnel yesterday, John Eric Sullivan, to be their general manager? So the storylines from tonight's game aren't just tied to the NFL postseason. It could potentially have an impact on the NFL coaching carousel as well. Something to think about as we head into Saturday night with the Bears and the Packers at Soldier Field. Coming up next, I will give you my thoughts, opinions, bets on Sunday's three-pack of games in the NFL playoffs. And we will start with the player with the most pressure on him entering this postseason. And I'm not talking Trevor Lawrence. Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills visiting the Jacksonville Jaguars. Coming up next, countdown to kickoff on Westwood One Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
CBS, courtesy of the call, our friend Ian Eagle. Speaking of Ian Eagle, you will hear Ian Eagle and Ross Tucker on the call tomorrow of the Niners and the Eagles from Philadelphia on Westwood One. So later today, Jason Benetti and Ryan Leaf. Ryan Leaf will join us next hour here on the show live from Carolina. They'll have the call of the Rams and the Panthers. Ryan Radke and Mike Golic Sr. tonight with the Packers and the Bears on Westwood One. Kevin Kugler, Mike Mayock tomorrow with the Bills and the Jags. Sunday Night Football, Tom McCarthy and Derek Rackley with the Chargers and the Patriots. And then Monday Night Football, Texans and Steelers, Kevin Harlan, Kurt Warner on the call for Westwood One. Our show sponsor is BetMGM, and the big boys are about to battle. We want you, dear listener and dear viewer, to attach your no-sweat token to a qualifying playoffs bet and get back bonus bets if you don't win. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. And always, please, gamble responsibly. So we know that the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen and company are going to need a big postseason from James Cook to make it happen. Winning the rushing title, one of the best running backs in the National Football League. But we don't need to mince words here, and I'm going to get right to the point. Because tomorrow, the Bills and the Jaguars in Duval. We're basically at a pick'em price right now for this game at Bet. And just to say this, and again, this show is live on Saturday morning, replays throughout the day. The Panthers are getting bet a little bit at 10.5. So if you want to bet Carolina, I would maybe consider doing that sooner rather than later. And if you like the Rams, you may get a better price to bet LA over the course of the day. And we have actually seen, and again, like this can change, betting markets can move. We have actually seen now the Jaguars have flipped to being the favorite in the game. This is real time, early on Saturday morning. Show replays throughout the day, so if you're listening on Saturday afternoon, just understand the time at which we're live right now. The Jaguars have now flipped to being the favorite at BetMGM. Jacksonville is now a one-point favorite in the game, which I find to be so incredibly interesting and fascinating. And I'm going to say it. And I said it last week, prior to Ravens-Steelers, in the AFC North title game on Sunday Night Football, and a lot of people, maybe you, in the listening audience and the viewing audience, maybe you were one of the people that told me, Nick Kostos, at the Kostos on all socials, follow me there. I would appreciate it. That you told me I was crazy because I said, if the Ravens lose, they're going to fire John Harbaugh, and that John Harbaugh should be fired. Not that he's not a great coach, but that this has run its course, the expiration date has been reached. It's like you have a thing of milk, and you're about to take a swig, or maybe make your daughter's bottle, maybe you're me, and you look at it and say, huh, this son of a bitch expired 2 months ago. Do you drink it? No. You throw it out, because it's expired. John Harbaugh and the Baltimore Ravens expired a while ago. And if the Buffalo Bills lose in Jacksonville on Sunday afternoon, Sean McDermott needs to be fired. Immediately, before the plane leaves Duval. And honestly, before the Bills land back in Western New York, John Harbaugh should be the next head coach of the Buffalo Bills. So I'm not saying that McDermott and Harbaugh are bad coaches. They're great coaches. They would both get jobs in this cycle if they wanted them and be like way back. And I'm a Giants fan. I would like for either to coach my team. Just that it feels like the expiration date's probably been reached. It was reached for Harbaugh. And if McDermott this year, think about it, right? There's no Mahomes, no Burrow, no Lamar, no excuses for Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills to not at least get to the Super Bowl. Josh Allen should be the main character in the AFC playoffs. He should be the main character in the AFC playoffs. And if, and they're a dog in the game right now at BetMGM, if the Bills can't beat the Jaguars, this would be like you or me going to see the new John Wick movie, and Keanu Reeves dies a half hour into the movie. You'd fire the director if that were the case. The Bills can't lose. I don't care about the run defense. I don't care about the lack of weapons and the lack of speed for Buffalo and Josh Allen. Here's what I know. Josh Allen's the best player. And if Josh Allen's Josh Allen, if Josh Allen puts on the Superman cape, the Bills are going to win. They're going to. If we get to the end of the game tomorrow on Sunday, right, with the Bills and the Jags, and we say Josh Allen was Superman in this game, do you think the Bills are losing that game if that's the case? Trevor Lawrence is a damn good player. I'm a Trevor Lawrence guy. I'm a Trevor Lawrence truther. He's not Josh Allen. Nobody is in the AFC playoff field. He's the best. And he got to put the team on his back. And just to be clear, if the Bills lose, I'm not going to say like Josh Allen should be traded or like Josh Allen sucks or that it's his fault. I know that the Bills have issues with their roster construction. But bottom line, in an AFC playoff field that doesn't feature Mahomes, Burrow, or Lamar, no excuse for the Buffalo Bills. And I think it's so interesting that the Jags are now favored in the game. I like Buffalo. I do think you'll get that Josh Allen Superman performance. I do think he steps into the phone booth and emerges, not that he's Clark Kent. Or like Haley Steinfeld is Lois Lane. Not saying that. But I think he emerges as Superman, and he gets the job done, and the Bills win. But look, the Jaguars can obviously run it with Travis Etienne and rookie Bashaul Tuten. Bills can't stop the run. You can envision a scenario where the Jaguars win. But what do I think is going to happen? I think Buffalo's going to win the game. And if they don't, see ya, Sean McDermott. You better, you bet's countdown to kickoff. Westwood One Sports, Wild Card Saturday with me, Nick Costos, and you, whoever the hell you are. Sunday afternoon, the Philadelphia Eagles and the San Francisco 49ers. The Eagles are now out to a 6-point favorite in this game against San Fran, and that number has gotten blasted throughout the week. The total sitting at 44.5. The Niners are obviously the walking wounded, and the Eagles sat their guys last week. The Niners played Saturday night at home against Seattle in a game to win the NFC West and home field advantage throughout the NFC playoffs, and got shoved into a locker by Mike McDonald and the Seattle Seahawks, who are not playing this weekend because they have the bye and home field advantage in the NFC playoffs. So we don't know if Trent Williams is going to play. You know, the future first ballot Hall of Fame left tackle for San Francisco, or if Ricky Pearsall is going to play, one of their best wide receivers for the Niners. While the Eagles got healthy last week with Nick Sirianni and company deciding to basically turn it into a glorified preseason game, which they lost to the Commanders, Lane Johnson, Jalen Carter, both going to be back for Philadelphia. And going into the games last week in week 18, I was kind of thinking, man, maybe the Eagles should play to win. Because if the Bears lose, which they did to the Lions, and the Eagles win, Philly gets up to the 2 seed. With how this has turned out, with the Niners kind of being the walking wounded, and I think Kyle Shanahan has done an unbelievable job this season. He's great. The Niners have so many damn injuries. Like, that's why this point spread is what it is. It's not because people are, like, down on the, like, think Kyle Shanahan stinks or Brock Purdy stinks. They're so damn injured. Like, the defense is not good. And I know you may be out there watching or listening and saying, well, the Eagles' offense has stunk all year. Performance issues in the big spot all year. Impotent all year. Well, I call the San Francisco 49ers defense Viagra. Because they gonna fix these performance issues for the Eagles' offense. If the Eagles can't score points against San Francisco's defense tomorrow, like, Kevin Petullo should have to stand trial before Nicolas Maduro. It'd be a crime if the Eagles can't score against the Niners' defense. And that's not a shot at Robert Saleh, the Niners' defensive coordinator. They're without Nick Bosa and Fred Warner, and the whole linebacking core is hurt. Like, they are an injury-ravaged team. Do I think the Eagles will cover the spread? Maybe. I wouldn't bet San Francisco, I'll tell you that. But the number's gotten blasted out to 6. Feels like we're just correct at this point now. I do like the Eagles as part of a moneyline parlay. And I mentioned the Rams earlier as another one. Now, I will include a third leg to that moneyline parlay next hour on the show as a bet that I will place coming up on Wild Card Weekend. Hour one done. Hour two for you. Countdown to kickoff coming up on the other side. Ryan Leaf will join us live from Carolina to talk Wild Card Weekend. Best Bets will close the show, including Thy Royal Prop King. But we will start the hour previewing the Patriots and the Chargers, Sunday Night Football. And I'll tell you who I've got playing for Super Bowl 60 in the Bay Area.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.